Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And our show today is on the sound of auras, the sound of the subtle bodies. And our intention today is that all of your auras and subtle bodies are harmonized with sound and totally in alignment with the way they're supposed to be. So before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening at the school, Sound Healing Institute. We have, coming up on August 5th, we have a summer intensive, which is 2 weeks, August 5th to the 17th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day, as I've said before. We haven't killed a person yet. People get in the zone and they don't leave. You can even stay at the school if you can make it in for free. There's a hotel a block away as well. It's really powerful. I mean, we really do get in the zone, and it's an amazing experience to do 2 weeks of sound nonstop. And it's really rejuvenating. A lot of what we do is very rejuvenating. It's not just lecture, and thinking. It's a lot of work and sound. It's just really powerful. So if you're interested, you can give me a call at 415-777-2486, or you can check it out online at soundhealingcenter.com. There's a detailed schedule there. You can also take individual classes if you wanted to as well. And we also have, in September, we've got the three-month certificate program. The intensive is half of the certificate program. If you wanted to get the certificate, you could actually complete it at the school in September, or you could do it online if you wanted to, which a lot of people are actually doing this time. So the full semester, though, is starting September. That's three nights a week and some weekends. September 4th is the start date. And that's, with all of our instructors, both these programs have, we've got about 12 different instructors that teach in the program, so you're getting a wide perspective of all the different things going on in sound, the field of sound healing. And the certificate program is the first semester of the degree program, so if you want to continue on into the degree, that will continue into the second semester in January. We also have this program online starting July 24th. The beginning of the semester is July 24th, and that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Of course, that's San Francisco time. If you can't make a class, you can always watch the videos of the class, or if you can't make any of the classes, you can watch videos completely, and we'll do check-in every couple of weeks to make sure you're doing your homework. And we also have, besides the sound healing classes, we have the audio recording classes starting September 4th at the Institute and July 12th, this week actually, online. We've got a couple of people starting this week. So you'd just be like the third person if you wanted to learn audio recording. Some people have Pro Tools, some people have Ableton Live or Logic or Digital Performer, any audio program you might have, we'll be covering how to really make sound affect you really powerfully. And again, the version at the Institute is starting September 4th, and that's 3 days a week or three afternoon evenings a week. So we've got that happening. Then, the other thing is at the end of the intensive, on August 17th, Friday, August 17th, we've booked the Grace Cathedral. If you're not from San Francisco, Grace Cathedral is one of the most beautiful churches and largest churches in all of San Francisco. Unbelievably beautiful. They've got a huge labyrinth as you walk in, so you can come and walk the labyrinth and then go into the zone. We have about 12 people that are going to be singing and playing. I've got a cello player, keyboard player, a lot of crystal bowls, and a full range of instruments. And That's from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, August 17th. But you can come at 6 and walk the labyrinth. And I haven't posted it online, but in a couple of days I'll have it online where you can get tickets in advance. And you'll save a lot by getting tickets in advance for this. We've done about 7 or 8 of these concerts, Sound of Love concerts, and they're amazing. I mean, it's not just mellow. It's really powerful and inspiring as we do a lot of really powerful songs besides bringing you into amazing states of stillness as well. Again, phone number is 415-777-2486 or soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So today we're going to be going through the different auras. Now, hardly anybody, it seems, really agrees about which auras are which, what they're called, how many there are. Everybody's got their own ideas about it. If you go on the internet, they're all over the place. And so there's this one guy on the internet that's taken all the different systems that people have come up with, and he's put them into one chart, which is really cool. And the main one that people subscribe to the most is the layout from Barbara Brennan. And it's mostly what we're going to be talking about here is Barbara Brennan's layout, and we'll talk about what other people call these auras as well. In this system, the auras are on 3 different planes: the physical plane, the astral plane, and the spiritual plane. The physical plane actually has 4 systems, although the physical body is one of those, so technically there's just 3 auras: the etheric body, emotional body, and mental body. Those are all considered the physical plane. Then the astral plane is where the astral body, there's just one aura on the astral plane. And then the spiritual plane is the etheric template, the celestial body, and the causal or catheric template body. And we're going to be going through each one of these and talking about how you can use sound and using sound to actually resonate these into harmony. It's interesting, you know, I think very few people actually know the details of the auras around the body because there's a lot of confusion out there, you know, because every psychic sees them a little differently, seems like. So it's cool, though, when you really get tuned into these fields around you that most people say are actually controlling or affecting. In fact, they are the design for your physical body. The aura is created first, and then your physical body is created from the template of the aura. So the auras are actually a much higher level of ways to affect you physically. And they are very specifically tied to the whole body, especially to very, very specific organs. The way I think of it, or the way most people think of it, is the auras are going into, there's actually, people go 2 different ways. The auras are, each one is connected with a different chakra, but also the auras sometimes have all of the chakras in them. So it's a little confusing, but there's quite a few people that map each aura to a chakra. And that's what Barbara Brennan does here as well. And then the chakras go to very specific endocrine glands. Each of the chakras has its own endocrine gland that when it resonates that energy, it triggers hormones and energy in that endocrine gland, which makes you feel a certain way in your body. And then the endocrine glands are, with the hormones and their energy, they're controlling the rest of the organs, which also then go on down to the cells in the body. There's a lot of other components that I left out, but of course it's really complex at that point. So a lot of people in this field, particularly Fabian Mammons, feels that the whole thing with sound should be done on the auras, because the auras affect everything else anyway. And the auras are especially, I mean, more than any physical part of the body, the auras are extremely, I mean, extremely receptive and affected by sound and intention. Sound and intention. So let's look at the different auras. First of all, we have the etheric body. The etheric body, pull up my notes here, is 1/4 to 2 inches beyond the physical body and pulsates about 15 to 20 cycles per minute. That means about 6 cycles, let's see, is that right? No, about 2 cycles per second. Wait a second. No. It would be like 1/4 of a cycle per second. It would be 15 cycles per minute, yes. So it would be 1/3 of a cycle per second. So that would be a rate of 1 cycle per second is like wow, wow, wow. So 1/3 of that would be wow, wow. Wow. So look at your arm or your body and see and imagine this aura 1/4 to 2 inches beyond the physical body, which is exactly like your physical body. It's in the shape of your physical body. It's composed of tiny energy lines like a sparkling web of light beams, similar to the lines on a television screen. It's the same structure as the physical body, including all the anatomical parts and all the organs. It consists of a definite structure of lines of force or energy matrix upon which physical matter of the body tissues are shaped and anchored. The physical tissues exist as such only because of the vital field behind them. That is, the field is prior, the aura is prior to, not a result of the physical body. This relationship has been supported by the observations of plant growth as well. You can actually see the aura of the leaf before it actually grows into it. Along with the higher etheric bodies, it's the location of the subtle anatomy of the chakras, nadis, and meridians. So this is where the meridians are of acupuncture. This is the body that responds to homeopathy, Reiki, and other alternative treatments, and especially sound. It's in constant motion. It has sparks of bluish-white light moving along its energy lines through the entire dense physical body. The color of the etheric body varies from light blue to gray. Some say it's actually violet. So even the chakras are light blue or gray there. If you were to isolate the etheric body and look at it, it would look like a man or a woman of bluish lines of light and constant skin elation, rather kind of like Spider-Man. By observing the shoulder of someone in dim light against a plain white or plain black or dark blue dark background, you might be able to see the pulsations of this etheric body. And it moves up and down the arm. Now, it's originally described by C.W. Leadbetter and also Rudolf Steiner. He called it the formative force body, also by Alice Bailey. It's the location of the lowest, densest form of qi energy, which is immediate life force. So when you do qigong, you're working with this etheric body. And it's the life force that sustains the body from moment to moment. Okay. It's also connected to the base root chakra. So this is where you have physical sensation. It's expressed in terms of sensations like physical pleasure or pain. So now we'll just do a quick one. We're not going to do this on everyone, but now send a sound to that layer of your body, just a quarter of an inch to 2 inches above your body. So visualize this around your body, and let's make a sound to actually harmonize it with the intention of completely harmonizing and creating flow in this system and smoothing out any blemishes that we might have created from in any way. Okay, so if you like, you can make a sound with me and focus on this space. You can even look at your arm, but also do it for your whole body. Visualize your whole body. Okay. Might go up and down your arm and then go down your chest. Down all the way into your leg. And round your feet. Back up through your neck and around your head. And move the energy throughout the whole aura. Sending harmony to every organ in your body. Have the emotional body, the second layer. It extends about 1 to 3 inches from the body. So it starts around 1 inch and goes to about 3 inches. So look at your arm and visualize this emotional body. It's expression of your emotions. It's totally affected by your emotions. It's really, I think, similar to what you're looking at when you do Curlian photography, although Curlian photography is technically looking at electromagnetic fields, which are not necessarily auras, and all the colors in Curlian photography are assigned colors. I mean, they can put any color they want for any amount of electromagnetism, so it's not really showing your auras, but it's the part of the system that is totally affected by your emotions, and that electromagnetic system is affected by your emotions as well. The emotional body, sometimes some people call this the astral body, but there's another astral body. Some people call this the physical emotional body. It's generally associated with feelings. It roughly follows the outline of the physical body, although structure is much more fluid than the etheric and does not duplicate the physical body. It appears to be colored clouds of fine substance in continual fluid motion. This body interpenetrates the denser bodies that it surrounds. Its colors vary from brilliant clear hues to dark muddy ones. This is, I think, what a lot of psychics people that the first thing you often, a lot of people see is the emotional body, I think. Depending on the clarity or confusion of the feeling or the energy that produces them, they'll be, you know, really bright or dark and muddy. Clear and highly energized feelings such as love, excitement, joy, or anger are bright and clear. These feelings that are confused are dark and muddy. As the feelings become energized through personal interaction, body psychotherapy, sound, the colors separate out into their primary hue and brighten. This body contains all the colors of the rainbow. Each chakra looks like a vortex of a different color, and that they go through the colors of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and white for each of the chakras, the traditional colors for the chakras. It appears to be blobs of color. It's the source of selfish feelings and emotions, physical likes and dislikes, lower sensual enjoyment, and it also is a portal into the subconscious. Plato referred to this principle as the epithymia, or lower appetites, and associated with the belly or the navel chakra. So let's do this. I've got a song that I want to play for the emotional body, and it is Harmonize Emotions. The intention of the song was specifically to harmonize emotions, and it has these codes of quantum healing energy from the company NutriEnergetics embedded in it. So focus on this aura just an inch to 3 inches above your body, and with this song, set your intention to harmonize all of your emotions. So now we'll play Harmonize Emotions. Is this whole mental body. it's really affected totally by the thought forms and process. Now, the thought forms often trigger the emotions that happen in the emotional body. So often, a lot of our emotions in the emotional body are directly as a result of the thoughts we have in the mental body. We do get some resonance in the emotional body from other people and the field around us of, you know, all this fear and anxiety and that's in the on the planet. But a lot of the emotional body gets its funkiness from the mental body. The mental body extends beyond the emotional and is composed of still finer substances, all of which are associated with thoughts and mental processes. It usually appears as bright yellow light radiating about the head and shoulders and extending around the whole body. It expands and becomes brighter when its owner is concentrating on mental processes. The mental body is also a structured body. It contains the structure of our ideas. Thought forms appear to be the blobs of varying brightness and form. The color represents the person's emotion that is connected to the thought form. It is the hardest to observe. It's partly because human beings are just beginning to get their mental body in order to be able to control their thoughts. Because our thoughts often just meander around unless we're really totally focused on working on something. So the mental body is connected to the solar plexus, which is interesting because people often say that the third chakra at the solar plexus is yellow also. So it's yellow as well as the whole mental body around the whole body. Okay. So we're not going to do a meditation on this one now. We'll come back and when we do all of them together. So remember these. You know, we're going to have a test at the end here. no test, but I'm going to give you we're going to do a meditation where we include all of these at the same time at the end. Okay. So we got the etheric, the emotional, and the mental body around us. Then there's the astral level. The astral level is a whole different level than the emotional body, but it's really tied into emotions as well. It's about one half to one foot from the body. So look at your body and look at it about a half a foot, 6 inches up to about 1 foot up. It's about consciousness and expressed in terms of sensations, also physical pleasure and pain. But it's an astral plane, which is different than the physical etheric plane that we talked about earlier. The astral body is amorphous and is composed of clouds of color more beautiful than those of the emotional body. The astral body tends to have the same set of colors, but they're usually infused with the rose light of love. The chakras are the same octave of colors as the rainbow of the emotional body, but each is infused with the rose light of love. The heart chakra of a loving person is full of rose light on the astral level. When people fall in love, beautiful arcs of rose light can be seen between their hearts, and a beautiful rose color is added to the normal golden pulsations that are in the pituitary gland. When people form relationships with each other, they grow cords out of the chakras that connect them. These cords exist on many levels in the auric field, in addition to the astral. The longer and deeper the relationship, the more cords and the stronger they are. When relationships end, these cords are torn, sometimes causing a great deal of pain. The period of getting over a relationship is usually a period of disconnecting these cords on the lower levels of the field and rerouting them within yourself instead of the other person. A lot of interaction happens on the astral plane between people. They say you can see people interacting even if they're not communicating with each other, whereas energy forms are going back and forth from one person to another. Especially between men and women. For example, when a man or a woman fantasizes about making love with someone in a bar or a party or somewhere, actual testing in the energy fields to see if the fields are synchronous and if the people are compatible. The astral field is also this field that a lot of psychics, especially beginner psychics, tap into and get a lot of information. It is full of just messy information from all the astral fields of everybody, because it's just like one big mush up there. And so a lot of people warn that it's really not good information. And a lot of psychics, again, beginner psychics, just are tuning into this area of your astral field, or they often get information from other beings in the astral field about you, and they're not very reliable, you know. And some of it can be completely wrong and actually not even be good for you. So the astral plane is, it's kind of, I always think of it as mush city. Mush city. Okay. And it's also really commonly, it's just like so affected by fear. So let's play a song now about overcoming fear to help clear the astral body around you, which is a half a foot to 1 foot away. So let's play Overcoming Fear and bring this energy of this song into that body to clear it completely of fear. Thank you. just thinking it's amazing to think of a world or visualize a world where there is no more useless fear. Well, of course, with all of these, or as you can always use sound on them, or do sound on someone else's auras as well to really harmonize and heal them, and your intention really affects them as well. Then we get to the spiritual plane. This is the etheric template body, which is the fifth layer. It's about 1.5 to 2 feet, about 1 to 2 feet from the body. So look at your body and imagine 1 foot to 2 feet away. There's energy there that some people can actually see. And this is the higher will, the etheric template body. It is connected to the throat chakra, and it contains all the forms that exist on the physical plane in a blueprint or template form. Barbara says it looks like the negative of a photograph. It's a template form for the etheric layer, which was already stated is a template form for the physical body. So that first aura gets its form from this aura. So one is, it's like they're octaves. They're very much like octaves. You've got a higher octave where the template is in the etheric template, which is resonating the lower octave of the etheric body, which is then resonating another lower octave of the endocrine glands and the organs and all of the body. One day we'll actually figure this all out, or they'll finally, one day they will finally, hopefully, give us a manual. You know, goodness gracious, it'll be about time. A manual that everybody agrees on, right? Okay, so it's the template form for the etheric layer, the etheric layer of the energy derives the structure from the etheric template. It is the blueprint. In disease, when the etheric layer becomes disfigured, the etheric template work is needed to provide the support for the etheric layer in its original, to get back to its original template form. It is the level at which sound creates matter. That's major. Major, minor. It's the level at which sound creates matter. That's the etheric template. Because it is in vibrational form, it is the vibrational template for all of the lower auras, or the etheric auras specifically, and the body. It's the level that sounding and healing is most effective. To a clairvoyant, these forms appear as clear, transparent lines on a cobalt blue background, much like an architect's blueprint that exists in another dimension. It allows for the possibility of higher templates again. The doctrine of resonance is an octave of grades of being, with the lower depending on the one above, and that in turn on the one above it. So it's just saying. And it's the carrier of the will. So if people have low will, they have a weakness at this level. It's only possible, meditation is only possible through the etheric body, through the act of the will. Some people call it the middle emotional or physical emotional, physical mental body. They're saying the physical mental body and the emotional bodies jump around and actually cause us to be a little crazy and jump around, whereas the etheric template is really still because it is a set template of you. It's like your divine template. And also, they say it contains the bijas. If they mean bija sound, then that means that it is where the actual bija sounds, the lam, vam, ram, goes directly to that aura. Okay. So that's the then we have the celestial body. Some people call it the higher or spiritual emotional body. It's expression of higher feelings and oneness. I love universally. It's connected to the third eye. It's the emotional level of the spiritual plane. It's the level through which we experience spiritual ecstasy. We can reach it through meditation and many forms of transformational work. When we reach the point of being, that is just pure presence, where we know our connection with all the universe, when we see the light and love in everything that exists, when we are immersed in the light and feel we are of it, and it is us, and feel that we are one with God, then we have raised our consciousness to the level of the celestial body, which is us. That's so cool. That's so cool about the auras, is like we're not like saying, oh, there's something else out there outside of us. The celestial body of oneness with God and universe is 2.5 feet, 2 to 2.5 feet above our body. I mean, it's amazing that that's, it's actually surrounding us all the time, going, kind of knocking on the door, going, hello, remember oneness? Unconditional flow, love flows when there's a connection between the heart chakra and the open celestial chakra. In this connection, we combine the love of humanity, our basic human love for our fellow humans in the flesh, with the spiritual ecstasy found in the spiritual love that goes beyond the physical reality to all realms of existence. So this is where unconditional love exists. It is the essence of unconditional love. It appears as a beautiful shimmering light composed mostly of pastel colors, gold, silver, shine, and opalescent quality like mother of pearl. When you're in the zone, it's like it glows like a candle and creates even stronger beams of light around you. Then we have the highest layer, the seventh layer, connected to the pineal gland or the crown chakra, and it's about 2.5 feet to 3.5 feet around the body. It's called the catheric template. A lot of people call it the causal body. Some just call it the spiritual body. And it's the level, when we bring consciousness to the seventh level, we know that we are one with the Creator. The outer form is the egg shape that a lot of people talk about seeing of the aura body. And it's a highly structured template. It appears as composed of tiny threads of gold, silver, light, very strong durability that holds the whole form of the aura together, a golden grid structure of the physical body and all the chakras. When you tune in to the frequency level of the seventh layer, Barbara says it's like an actual frequency. She says it's shimmering, like you can, and she can actually like hear the frequency of it. It's very strong and resilient, resistant to penetration, and protects us, just like an eggshell protects the chick. It's like a standing light wave of intricate shape and vibrating at extremely high rate. So if this is a frequency, I would say, and very strong, I have a very strong guess here, that this is our etheric template, or catheric template, is our, the frequency of this is our soul frequency. And our soul frequency would be our higher self in this case, where our lower soul frequency would be the octave or multiple octaves below that, down at the root chakra, which is the physical body. So it just totally makes sense that this, since she's saying that one can hear, almost hear a sound when looking at it, and she said she's sure that a sound could be heard if one meditated on the picture of it even. It contains the main power current that runs up and down the spine and is the main power current that nourishes the whole body. As this golden power current pulsates up and down the spine, it carries energies through the roots of each chakra and connects the energies that are taken in through each chakra. This network shows the power of the golden light, the divine mind, that holds the whole field together in its entirety and its integrity. So it's like an eggshell. It also has all the information about past lives in it. It's in that, is really often, she says, around the head and neck area. So this is you as source, the spiritual or causal or catheric template body, about 2.5 to 3.5 feet around you. So visualize this around you now. And we'll visualize each of them around us. So we have the causal or catheric template about 3 feet around the body, like an egg. The celestial body, which is especially about unconditional love. The etheric template, which is really the divine template of health and harmony for your whole system, which is about 2 feet. Then we have the astral body, which where a lot of love comes in through the astral body, which is about 1.5 feet. Then the mental body goes up to about 1 foot, which is your thoughts. The emotional body, which is just a few inches, up to about 3 or 4 inches, about 5 inches, I think, emotional. And then etheric body, which is only up to a couple of inches around you. And etheric body is the one that's very similar to the shape of your own body. So visualize all 7 of these bodies around you now. And listen for the sound of each one as we play this song, which is about all of the chakras. So the song will take you through each of the chakras, starting with the etheric body first, and it will go all the way up to the causal body, and feel the energy moving from source, from the causal body, all the way down into every organ and through all these other bodies. And visualize all of them simultaneously, if you can. Okay. So let's play the chakra song now. And we'll go through each of the bodies one by one. And so here's the etheric body. Thank you. this energy of connection and flow and oneness into the evening, the rest of the weekend.